well, to put this politely, there's still a lot of noise going on from Save KPFA over the recall supervisor, which I have to say, as the person tasked with seeing to it that we have a recall supervisor, I find troubling, quite frankly, that even when someone is put in place to conduct something which a certain side wishes to see happen, that they are still complaining about it. And I may go ahead and contact Save KPFA to address some more of their concerns further and post a comment. But I must say that, you know, the recall supervisor is moving forward. He's perfectly aware of the fact that the actual balloting needs to be conducted in Berkeley, which I did intimate to the chair in Berkeley previously. So some of the allegations that are flying around are, frankly, just completely baseless. And the idea that this particular recall supervisor would be subjected to a higher level of scrutiny than, frankly, the numerous election supervisors that we have hired who don't even have the qualifications of, frankly, good business sense. We have hired musicians, DJs, artists, and people who are completely in creative professions and don't appear to have any qualification to be election supervisors. So I must say that I find what I consider to just be a lot of noise about it rather than simply letting the proceedings go forward. The recall supervisor is going up to Berkeley to open a P.O. box to receive the ballots. Everything is moving along apace, and I guess I am updating everyone on that because I am quite chagrined that this continues to be an issue even when everything is moving forward accordingly. And I am troubled by that. So that being said, that's where that's at.